Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. I give you a new commandment, says the Lord. Love one another as I have loved you. Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
In the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now, it was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel round his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped round him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" He replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you'll understand." "No," said Peter, "you will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said, "Not every one of you was clean." When he'd finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I've done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, no messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself, and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me. And just as I have told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Now speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'd like to spend a few moments speaking about this evening's Gospel reading. It's not only a rich source of theological material, but we see very practical examples exemplified by Jesus himself, examples by which we are commanded to live to this day. We have the institution of Holy Communion. We have the servant king stooping to wash his disciples' feet. And we also have Jesus' great commandment, love one another. John, and John only, tells the story of how Jesus washes the disciples' feet. For John, the story is very simple. "I set you an example," says Jesus. "Now you should do as I have done." Words of one syllable. What I have done, you must do. Well, there's a well-known East End priest, now retired, and quite prolific author, and always a good read, and that's John Pridmore. And he tells a story about how he landed at an airport somewhere in Africa. He was there to visit some missionaries linked to his parish in the East End. He was tired after a long flight and irritated that there was no one at the airport to meet him. He tells how he resigned himself to having to make his own way into town. A scruffy and clearly impoverished porter seized his expensive and heavy suitcases and staggered off towards a row of clapped-out taxis. John Pridmore hurried after him, still fuming that he had not been met. He got to the taxi rank, and this scruffy porter, still humping the bags into the cars, introduced himself as the diocesan bishop. John tells of his relief that he'd not got round to tipping him yet. That would have been rather more than an embarrassment. Well, tonight's great gift isn't about tips. It's not even about the great gift that is Maundy money that's normally distributed by the Queen in years other than this. It is a new mandatum from which we get Maundy, a new mandatum, a new commandment. No, not the 11th commandment, but a single commandment, which, if we could begin to keep it, especially in these testing times, we could probably do away with the other 10. Love one another, says Jesus, just as I have loved you. What's interesting, despite some shameful behaviour, many people are really rallying and doing so much to help within and across communities. Great acts of kindness and support, cheering and supporting those on the front line, doing their shopping, making donations so they can cope. This is exactly what Jesus taught. And let's hope this sort of behaviour is even more infectious than the dreaded virus under which we are threatened at this time. Anyway, Jesus' earthly story is of a journey downwards. He got down from heaven into this broken earth on a journey that took him from his father's side into a humble stable in Bethlehem. A journey which dragged him down beneath the lethal waters at his baptism. A journey that led him to Jerusalem. A journey that brings him tonight to a dirty floor, where dogs probably scavenge the scraps under the table and slaves kneel to wash filthy feet. Jesus gets down, as we must. But have heart, that descent is not the end. Very soon we shall be singing, Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia, alleluia indeed. Well, that's still to come. That's Easter Day, and it's followed by Ascension Day. And the New Testament promises that we are to be with him on those stages of his journey too. Perhaps this time with locked churches is like an extended Easter Saturday. And when we do open them again, we shall do so as if it is Easter morn, and as if it has dawned all over again, and we should do it with much celebration. We will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his, says St. Paul in his letter to the Romans. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. One day at a time. We're not there yet. The cross to which we are so close tonight must certainly come before the crown. Amen. One of the many constraints during the pandemic is, of course, social distancing and the closing of our churches, which makes foot washing impossible. But that was one of those powerful symbols Jesus gave to his disciples and he gives to us. That his charitable love, his caritas, is our example. His amor, his love for his fellow humans is also an example. So although there will be no foot washing at this time, we can reflect on that example of Jesus as we hear Ubi Caritas. charity and love, God is there. Lord Jesus, you've taught us that what we do for the least of our brothers and sisters, we do also for you. Give us the will to be the servant of others, as you were the servant of all, and gave up your life and died for us, but are alive and reign now and forever.
Amen.